nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink.
It is. Can I drink my apple juice?
Yeah, not
whenever you want to drink a tube.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just don't do it while you're talking because it'll fall out of your mouth.
Mash. Yeah, you'll get messy. Fresh.
That is the right.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you hopefully know my name is Josh. I am the co-host. I'm closing my recording room door because it's very nice out and somebody has the window open, my roommate.
And actually, I poo.
Thanks for.
We got,
I did it.
Dennis. We gotta let them. They're gonna do their intro.
I actually did not.
Then they're gonna. Then they're gonna get us on the show. I know you want to get to the.
I actually
content.
Did not really do that.
Okay.
I did
okay.
not
okay.
really do that. I just
really
wanted to say it out loud because I wanted to be the show host.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Recovery bartender, my name is Josh. I have a lovely co-host with a mustachio bashio gentleman by the name of...
Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag wash your hands.
That's right, it's important.
And new hashtag, hashtag Dairy Queen.
Hashtag Dairy Queen? Hashtag...
Yeah.
Poop King? What was the other one?
Poop King.
Oh, I thought
poop
it was
queen.
Dairy Queen.
Queen.
Poop Queen.
Dude, I thought it was just Dairy Queen.
Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Dude, I'm rock solid.
Yeah, man.
I'm really excited about today's episode.
I think it's going to be fun.
Speaking of that excitement, let's get right to it. You've heard their voices. You know their names. We have a wonderful guest with a co-host that's older and created him by the name of... Who's our guest today?
Do you want to say your name?
Wait, you do it first.
Oh, I'm Kellen Tarrant. The manager, the Jimmy Hart to this lovely young talented star, rising star, whose name is
Dennis Tarrant. I'm the joking master.
I'm the laughing master.
I can say any jokes at any time.
We're...
I can control people's minds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and I will say with your mic setup, your pop screen...
I'm actually in the camera master, too. Mm-hmm.
Your pop screen's kind of covering your face like you are a superhero. It's trying to maintain an identity.
Yeah, it's funny.
A secret identity.
And my superpower is apple juice.
Well, speaking of apple juice, Dennis, I hear that's the drink you want us all to drink with you today. Is that correct?
Yes. But also, we can... Talk about we can talk about milk or water too.
We'll get to all of those. This is gonna be a jam-packed episode. Now I've got some Mott's brand 100% juice apple.
Hey, I have Mott's.
And you have a little guy. I have to pour mine in a glass.
Yeah, I also got a big guy because they were out of the little guys.
At Goose Island. Cheers.
We got a Here Bob we and David.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to everyone.
Let's
Cheers.
All drink our apple juice and we'll talk about what we taste.
That's good.
I actually taste apple.
Yeah, me too.
Surprisingly. Yeah.
It's a lot of apple.
I actually try to drink the apple, it actually tastes like apple juice.
I don't have an apple to
drink
prepare with me.
I know. I could, I guess, but no, yeah. I'll just stick with the juice.
Save it for later. Yeah, it's immediately...
Maybe that could be one of the experiments you can do after this podcast.
That's right.
That's true.
Go to your local library online.
I'll try to drink an apple later. Just this normal apple, but I'll try to drink it.
I'll smash it in my hand, because I got
big hands.
Yeah. Smash.
Like a
but
giant.
But you have to like cut it up.
Okay, oh, okay, I'll cut it up first.
Then smash it.
I'm going to add your recipes for apples in the show notes, Dennis.
Take one apple, smash it, or cut it up, then drink it.
That's it. Classic. That's the
it sounds
Dennis
delicious.
Drink.
Apple juice is sweet, and I like it. I don't usually get it.
Dennis, why do you like apple juice more than other juices? Because I've tried to get you to drink
prune juice,
punch, or orange juice. Not interested.
Orange juice is kind of like sour.
I agree
like
with that.
Spicy sour.
Spicy sour. Spicy sour.
That actually sounds interesting.
Spicy sour is essentially a Bloody Mary, right? That's
right, I mean, right, yeah, Dennis? I guess technically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Dennis, you love Bloody Marys, right?
I don't know about Bloody Marys. Is it like blood? Is that kind of like skull? Is that kind of like dead people getting married?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Which I don't know why they won't legalize.
This, let's legalize dead people getting married. Yeah. Very good, Josh.
To each
you
other.
You are the true progressive person.
To each
I thought
other.
You meant lovey skulls. I thought you said lovey skulls.
Lovey skulls.
Lovey skulls.
Now, Dennis, before we get to your history with apple juice, let's get to the history of Mott's brand apple juice. Are you ready for some facts? This is like school. Yes.
You're going to learn.
Oh, I think you're going to worry about how ice cream is made.
That's the lesson plan for next week. So in 18...
Wait, are we going to make another broadcast about dairy?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our new hashtag is going to be Dairy Queen.
All right, it's it. It's in.
Dairy Queen.
Hashtag. Actually, Dairy King.
Can it, wait.
Dairy King?
Dairy King.
Wait, can it be...
Dairy King has like 33 floors.
Larry King?
Can it be Apple King Dairy and Dairy Queen?
Yeah, Apple King, Dairy Queen.
Ooh,
all right.
Very nice.
Applejack. 1842. Do you know what year that is?
What?
1842.
I think that's the year of inventing apple juice.
You're exactly right. Samuel R. Mott founded a company selling apple cider and vinegar in New York. And then... Have you heard of the Columbian World Exposition that Chicago had?
I heard of Abraham Lincoln to Chicago head.
Yeah, he was there.
That's close.
He drinks apple juice all the time.
Dennis, you've been to part of the that exhibition. Exhibition? Is that the word? No.
Yeah, because it was an exhibition. It was
it's
only
an
there
exhibition.
For a bit. Yeah.
That's where the Museum of Science and Industry. That was part
exposition,
of
it. Exposition. Because it's exposition. About the past.
The past, yes.
Mott's brand apple juice was there.
What?
That's true. And then
holy cow.
In 1933, they made the first ever prune juice.
Yeah.
Oh.
In 1938, the Mott's brand apple juice that we're drinking right now came into play. 1985, they were the first company to serve single serving cups of applesauce. Do you like applesauce?
No. It's yucky.
Okay.
Do you like any sauce?
It's kind of like apple. It's kind of like apple slime that you have to, like, eat. It's kind of like slime you have to eat.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Bad?
Yeah.
Dennis, do you like just regular apples? Are we a bit like, dry? If you cut an apple up, do you like just a slice of apple?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it with peanut butter?
No.
Oh, you got
sorry, hold on. I'm getting the stand Mike. Out of way of his face.
Oh, I can see it.
I'm a Mike da da na na na. I'm a Mike da da
da da da
da da da.
I'm gonna poop on the loose.
I just want to remind you both.
Oh, no.
You asked him to be on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dennis, Kellen, there's a poop on the loose.
There is a poop on the loose.
This kid is catching. Why did you stop him? This kid is spinning gold.
It's real gold. I'm not stopping him. I'm just letting the listeners at home understand. This is the best.
Luke Skywalker.
This kid's on.
I've got a poop. On Luke Skywalker.
I don't think
I'm
anyone's ever said that.
Punch Yoda in the face.
This episode is going to come out the week of May the 4th, so this is
perfect. Here we go.
This is perfect.
We'll get Disney to retweet it. In 2007, Mott's invented Mott's for Tots, which, in addition to sounding.
Wait, is that for like only one person, or is it going to be for like multiple
people? It's for all people, but all it was watered down apple juice.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh.
In 2010, they added fruit snacks. You know what fruits... Do you like fruit snacks?
Oh, yeah, fruit snacks.
Well, Mott's makes them, baby.
Baby.
In 2018, they added Mott Sensibles, which is less sugar, and that same great Mott's taste.
Mmm. Love that Mott's.
As of 2014, they were ranked second in apple juice sales all time, in the U.S. with around $55 million.
Wait a second. Can we go back? Second? Who's number one in apple juice?
Private label. So like the store brand.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? But yeah. Mott's is like the best.
Well, you tell that to the money.
I will. Hello, money.
Now, Dennis.
Hey, money, you need to talk to me right now.
Give me that info, money.
Tell me more, money.
Money, you'll buy it from cheap Disney Plus.
Oh, no. Disney Plus is cheap. It's undervalued. They need to keep adding that new content, though.
They do.
Dennis.
And also, when are they going to add the last movie? When are they going to add the last movie?
And what is the last movie?
Yeah, what is the last movie? Which movie?
Rise of the Skywalker, dude.
Oh, the last of the Star Wars movies?
It's coming out on Monday, baby.
I think so. Yeah, is it tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
May the 4th, yeah. They're doing the last movie there.
And may the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also that water bottle right there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, everyone gets it.
I mean, may the 4th with... this microphone.
That's right.
You know, May the 4th. When your penis. May the 4th on your penis.
No one really talks about how the force affects people's penises.
Yeah, right?
That's true. It's not a topic that's talked about.
They say it's...
What if a penis came out and so... What if someone sliced a penis?
Okay.
Okay. Became a lightsaber.
Okay. I'm going to pull him back here as we get into the
TV. No.
I'm fine with the poo-poo talk. I'm fine with the pee-pee queen. But the moment we start talking about slicing people's penises on popping bottles,
yeah.
I, the manager, got to pull him back.
All right.
I'm gonna pull him back.
Do your job, Jimmy.
We're not
going
to talk about slicing penises.
Yeah, we're going to think about it, but we're not going to say
it. We're going to think about it.
We won't talk about it.
I like this, but I'd rather be...
Questions for you.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes!
Now we have a segment.
Take a quiz!
Now, Dairy Queen, we have a segment on this show where we talk about the first time you've ever had apple juice and the last time. It's called...
First Time, Last Time.
Last time.
There's a song here.
Yeah.
Dennis, do you remember the first time you've ever had apple juice in the whole wide world? Ever, ever, ever.
Do you remember, Dennis? I remember when.
No. What?
We were, I believe, at the North Avenue Dog Beach.
Oh.
With our dog. And
shout out? You want to shout out the dog?
Sophie, R.I.P. All the best dog ever. Love
great
her.
Dog.
Rainbow Bridge
is the best. Rainbow great Bridge, dog. Man, she's waiting for us. And I believe I had grabbed some apple juice just to see if Dennis would taste it, and he drank all of it, and then needed more
it?
And needed more. All of it. Wow. He loved it. He absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Dennis, do you remember that? Did you ever say thank you?
say thank you right now.
There you go. That's good.
I'll Perfect. Take it.
I'll take it.
Dennis, besides the juice you're drinking right now, when's the last time you had apple juice? Do you know?
Hang on. He's drinking. He's got to think.
Yeah, he's drinking, thinking.
Drinking, thinking.
Was it yesterday?
I think like 16 days ago.
16 days ago? All right, let me go
between,
to the...
Between yesterday and 16 days ago.
I think you're going to be...
Time has no meaning
you're
anymore.
You're going to be a cop. Around 16 days ago.
I took copious notes on it. I remember it exactly.
Now, do you drink it with ice? Do you drink it straight up? Do you like to blow bubbles in it?
I don't even... I think it's disgusting with ice.
What? Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Dennis, what are your thoughts on ice? Because you like ice in water most of the time, right?
Mammy. I just said mommy for some reason.
Yeah, you just said mommy for some reason. Oh, boy, that's making... That's,
now I got
ASMR
pee-pee.
Stuff going on right now.
Just having...
I hurt people's ears.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But I ran out of juice, so I had to pour some more.
I know, I'm on my second glass already. It's good.
There you go. I actually, it's funny, Josh, you mentioned apple cider vinegar. I put some apple cider vinegar in my apple juice because I wanted it to taste a little funny.
To spice it up?
Yeah, spice it up a bit.
Yeah, that's a good, apple cider vinegar is a good drink for not kitty cocktails.
Yes.
For some reason, I want to take a quiz.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
It's quiz time.
I'm ready.
Are you giving the quiz, Dennis, or are we giving the quiz to you?
You can make a quiz to me.
Okay.
All right, Dennis, you ready? How many apples do I have in my fridge? Is it one, three, or five?
Three.
Ooh, it's five.
Oh,
you have
boy.
To drink some apple juice.
Yeah, you gotta drink some apple juice, bud.
All right, Dennis, you ready for my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try this again, sorry. Who walked around the United States spreading apple seeds everywhere? Do you know?
Oh, I know, but I know there's actually a book about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Give him some options.
Okay, so is it A, Robert Appleseed? I'm on the spot. I'm not good with names.
Professional comedian Rob Grabowski.
I haven't done a real show in weeks. I'm on the spot. All right. So is it A, Robert Appleseed, B, Johnny Appleseed, or C, Robert Loggia?
B.
Correct. Yay, you did it.
Good job, Dennis.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Now I get to make farting noise.
That's your prize?
It's a prize. It's everyone's.
Hey, Dennis, do you know? Can I tell you a joke?
What?
What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What?
Finding half a worm.
Oh, because
you ate
gross.
The other half.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's sad. That's a sad one.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, it's you sad. Know that an apple a day keeps a doctor away if you throw it hard enough.
Why? Why?
Because she's terrified of apples.
Why?
Because an apple
it's
beat him up on the subway.
Yeah, yeah.
Dennis,
oh my
Danny, do you have any apple jokes you could tell us?
Wait, I have a joke.
Okay.
I mean, I have a quiz. This is Captain Underpants themed.
Okay, Captain Underpants themed. He's thinking, folks.
Okay.
He's really thinking about
it. I'm ready.
This.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Question number one. Why does Captain Underpants?
Why does Captain Underpants wear underwear?
It gives him his superpower?
To keep his outer pants clean.
Okay. answer A.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some choices.
Johnny Underpants.
Robert Underpants.
Robert Loggia.
A. To keep people from seeing his privates.
Okay, that's good.
B.
Okay.
So it's a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And C. To make fun of George and Harold.
Okay. So it's A, B, or C. I'm going to say C. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with B.
And I guess I will go with A.
All right, cool.
Did we all win?
Okay, the bottom person wins. The person with the red couch wins.
That's Rob.
Yeah.
Good job, Rob.
Good job, Rob.
I did it.
Rob, can I ask you a question since you're the winner?
Of course.
What?
When was the last time you had apple juice, or the first time you ever had apple juice? Do you remember?
You know, I think the first time I had apple juice was when I was probably Dennis's age.
Dennis,
loved
how old
apple
are you?
Juice.
Six.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I had it when I was like three. I loved it as a kid. I drank it so much. It was one of my favorite drinks, besides, like, water, I guess.
So.
Or a Kool-Aid. Yeah. And then the last time, it's been a bit. Probably at a brunch, I was just felt like, you know what? An apple juice sounds pretty good right now. Yeah. Josh, when's the last time you had apple juice?
Always growing up, when I was your age, Janice, I would drink apple juice like it was water. And I would drink water like it was apple juice.
Yeah. Whoa.
Think about that. And then also the last time I had it, I think when I was giving blood. You ever given blood, Dennis?
What?
Have you ever donated?
I don't think they let children give blood.
Well, I don't know. I'm not an adult.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to the blood bank, Dennis. Get in the car.
They give you free cookies and free apple juice, so it's a deal.
Yeah.
But you have to give them blood.
Yeah, like
I'm gonna like throw blood sacks, and then once the blood sacks hit them, they're gonna like explode.
Whoa,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
intense.
And they're just gonna like turn to blood.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, yummy.
And it's gonna just throw everybody at it.
Yeah,
including you three.
What?
Are we vampires?
Vampires? Or is that what you're calling us, Dennis?
I'm calling you Night Peers.
Night Peers.
Night, because I wet the bed. Kellen, when's the last time and first time you had apple juice?
I'm sure I had apple juice when I was very, very young, living in Colorado. The last time I had apple juice is anytime Dennis doesn't finish his apple juice.
So 16 days ago?
So 16 days ago. 16 days ago.
Roughly 16 days ago.
Okay, I think like the last time he has apple juice is right
so
now.
It's so good. I have a question. Can I have a question for you two?
Yes, please. Multiple choice.
What is the difference between apple juice and apple cider? Like, if I went to, like, a place where they sold apple cider, like Indiana, or, like, is there a real difference between apple juice and apple cider?
I think cider is, it's made a different way.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't want to say fermented, but, like, maybe that's, I can't think of the right term, but it's made differently than just regular juice.
They probably put sugar in it to kind of get it a little...
Yeah.
So cider is raw apple juice. Basically, it hasn't been filtered. There's pulp. There's sediment. Juice is has been pressed and then like cleaned, for lack of a better word.
Okay. So triple or quadruple distilled, like Crystal Head vodka.
Exactly, yeah. And then they filter it so there's no pulp or anything.
I'm falling down.
Get back up, kid.
You can't get back up. You got more to go.
Die.
Right, you want to sit up? Let's pause for a second. Get yourself sitting up. Yep. I know it's so difficult to sit on a couch sometimes, but...
Is that Mickey on your shirt?
What? No. Mickey. Everybody loves Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Who would say no to Mickey Mouse?
Who would say no to Mickey
Yeah.
Mouse? Right, where you gonna do? Where you want to sit?
A jerk.
I think like Donald Trump or something.
Yeah.
And then Donald would get angry and then he like punch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then Donald would be like, hang out with Donald Duck.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no,
Josh, thank you for that information about apple cider.
Donald
that makes sense.
Duck is Donald Trump's enemy.
Oh, whoa. I agree.
They're rivals.
They're like rivals, and then it was like the last. It was like the showdown, and it was like da 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 da
da da da da da da da Dairy Queen.
And in the middle, like, and like all the Disney characters versus all the
this is great.
Versus all the Nintendo characters.
Whoa.
This is going to show up on Disney Plus in like 2 months.
Versus all the Sega characters?
Whoa.
The Sega characters are there?
Yeah.
Dennis, can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis, let's say you could go anywhere in the world or in a video game or in a Disney movie or at the Magic Kingdom to drink apple juice. Where would you go, one, and then two, which Disney character or video game character would you bring with you? You can go anywhere.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
Okay, I'll bring Mega Man for some reason.
Yeah, Mega Man.
Yeah.
I would actually bring Sonic for some reason.
You can bring a lot. Bring a bunch.
So you're bringing Mega Man and Sonic.
Now,
and where's your
Sonic
dream
the movie?
Location?
Sonic the Movie?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, I'm just bringing the Sonic from, like, the Sonic game.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
about it.
And I'm just bringing Piggy from Elephant and Piggy Book.
Oh. You got a crew
with
you. I'm
going to look
at
these books because I've never heard of them, but they sound good.
Oh, Elephant and Piggy is a very good book. Mo Willems, who does Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yeah.
Elephant and Piggy is great. It's very,
it's
very
good stuff.
Funny.
Now, where are we going? You're bringing all these cool characters, but where are we going to go?
Where are we going, Dennis? Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to bring Pikachu and Charizard from the Detective Pikachu movie.
What about Squirtle? Okay. Not Squirtle?
I don't really need a Squirtle. Okay. Actually, what about Mewtwo? I'm gonna bring Mewtwo.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring an Execute.
Okay, but where are you going? You're bringing all of these people. Where are you going?
We need a school bus.
Yeah.
Gonna run.
Okay. And also, I'm actually gonna be dressed. Okay, I'm actually gonna bring
You gotta tell us where we're going before you bring anybody else. Bus is full. I can't drive all these people on this bus, Dennis. I'm gonna get a ticket, okay? The bus is full. Everyone needs to have a seat. Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Okay. We're going. Going to outer space.
Okay, we're going outer space.
Oh,
okay,
sweet.
Cool. Actually, we're not going to outer space.
All right, reverse
your plans.
Okay, we're going to Animal Kingdom.
The Animal Kingdom.
Love and it. actually, we're going to Animal Kingdom, and we are going to go on Expedition Everest for some.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
And actually, Bowser's gonna scare everyone off, so we can have our own seats and stuff.
You know what we should do? We should throw blood sacks at Bowser.
Yeah. Oh, like nice. Yeah.
Nice.
What? I heard
so he doesn't scare me off.
Well, we should throw blood sacks on the people because if a dude's like not scared of Bowser. And, like, we can just throw a blood sack at him and just Bowser can, like, sit on the person.
I mean...
Sit on the blood. Like, sit on the blood.
Yeah, he can slip. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
What?
You're gonna throw
why
a blood...
Why do you need to be mean to him? He's actually part of the crew.
So Bowser's with us.
Okay, my bad,
Bowser's
my bad.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. He just
Bowser's
got there
helping
early.
Us. Bowser's going to get us through the lines by throwing blood sacks at people so we can get on Expedition Everest quickly.
I understand my son so well. I understand.
Actually, for some reason...
I thought he was crashing the party. I didn't know
he
was.
Well, but that's the thing, Josh. First. That's a typical Bowser thing to do. I don't think you're wrong to feel that he
would
be crashing.
Actually, like, all of a sudden, like a demon to Mickey, like, comes out.
A demon Mickey?
Holy cow.
Does he have that sorcerer hat on?
No. Okay. No. He's kind of like a demon Mickey that's kind of like a vampire.
Okay.
And he has like Tinkerbell wings, but also he spreads sadness all over the world.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
That's a good demon power.
Yeah. Do we got to stop him or something?
Yeah. And then like blood he sex. Turns. He turns, blood like, sack. The animatronic Yeti into, like, a real Yeti.
Whoa.
Da-na-na-da-da-na-na. And you know what the Yeti wants?
What?
Apple juice.
Apple juice. There we go.
Then I use
very
my
good.
Apple juice
powder, oh, so
and
good.
And then he's like, nom, 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 eat him up. And then, for some reason, he summons the toilets of Captain Underpants.
Yeah, he's got to.
He's got to summon the toilets. It makes sense to me.
Dennis, can I ask you a question? If you were going to find apple juice at the Magic Kingdom, which of the lands would have the best apple juice?
I think it would be Adventureland.
Can you say that?
It would be Adventureland.
Adventureland.
Nice.
Adventureland.
I think that tracks. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tomorrowland probably doesn't have apple juice. It's got some sort of future juice. Right?
Space apple juice.
No, it does have apple juice. It does have
it does?
Juice.
Oh, okay.
So then
it has Mott's. That's Mott's.
Oh. Mott's brought to you by Disney.
Mm-hmm. Mottsy Mouse.
Ooh, Mottsy Mouse.
Mottsy Mouse. It's a mouse made
okay,
of apples.
Okay, can we get back to my story, please?
Yes.
Yes. Excuse
me. Yeah.
Very,
sorry.
Very sorry.
So,
sorry, Dennis. Go ahead.
So, actually, I just throw more apple juice in, but then more the toilet summon.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Bowser just throws blood sacks at the toilet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that doesn't affect it because it only works on humans.
Of course, that makes
sense. Yeah.
So now we have to throw steel blood hats.
Mm-hmm. Steel blood hats. Okay.
Got it.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
Oh. Here's the twist.
Robotnik's like all of a sudden like.
Yeah, you forgot about Robotnik, right?
Yeah.
Because Sonic's here on the bus with us, so Robotnik's crashing.
Okay, got Robotnik's crashing.
Robotnik just like flies out.
No. He and Demon Mickey have teamed up.
Got it. They were just there. I understand. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh my god.
So let's talk about the properties we have to get to make this story possible. We have to get Sonic, all the Mickey properties, also Nintendo.
This is the
also Captain Underpants.
Yeah. This is the new Ready Player One.
Yes.
Yeah, this is classic.
No, remember when I said Disney versus Nintendo versus Sega?
Yeah, yeah.
That was just all erased. And now I'm just going on a new story.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Which was the one where they're in Expedition Everest. Mm-hmm. And,
got it.
And the Yeti's
Kingdom.
Real.
And then all of a sudden, like, this giant Rhyhorn that's kind of like a cyborg, which...
Rhyhorn, the Pokemon, by the way, just in case people are tracking at home. This is for people at home doing bingo.
So far, I'm winning.
Okay, and then actually, all of a sudden, like, Tails, Knuckles, and...
Whoa, Knuckles?
Yeah, Knuckles.
And the Chaos Emeralds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm.
But Shadow's actually helping, too.
Whoa,
right?
Shadow's there?
Oh, wow. Nice. That's
he had his own video game.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, can I ask you another question?
What?
Quiz time.
Oh, no, not quiz time, just an actual question. Okay. You know what? We'll do a quiz.
Hey. I leave the table if she drinks Merlot!
Dennis, what is your least favorite drink ever? Like, if I put
Diet
a glass...
Diet Coke!
Diet Coke! What? Mm-hmm. No!
Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Oh,
I'm proud of my boy. I'm proud of my boy.
Dennis, that's my favorite drink.
Can I tell you a story about Dennis drinking Diet Coke accidentally?
You may, Kellen.
So
I'll allow it.
We had a little house party here. Somebody had brought some soda. I'm not going to say it was anybody on this podcast, but someone had purchased some Diet Coke and left it here at the house.
All right, I'm listening.
Oh, my God!
They had put it in a child's cup and left it, and Dennis has certain cups that he always drinks out of. Dennis, being the child that he is, did not look in the cup and just picked up the cup and drank it. I saw his face go white. He almost threw up and he said, "I think that's beer." And I was like, "What?" I looked and I was like, "Oh no." And I sipped and I was like, "No, Dennis, it's much worse. It's Diet Coke."
Ew.
And since that day, Dennis has been like, "Ugh, Diet Coke."
No, no, actually, that was not... It was actually Pepsi.
Was it Diet Pepsi? Oh, so it's Diet Pepsi.
It's even worse.
Oh. It was even worse.
Now,
Diet Pepsi.
Dennis, do you like regular Pepsi or regular Coke?
Do you like soda, Dennis?
No.
Oh.
I don't even like Sprite.
Whoa.
Not even Sprite? You don't like to obey your thirst?
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we get back to the story?
Yes,
yes, my bad.
So all the Sonic characters, including Shadow... like team up to defeat the Yeti and actually Demon Mickey and Robotnik just like went away.
Okay.
And also actually the Sonic characters land on the giant Rhyhorn and didn't like destroy him.
Uh-huh.
Because there's like a self destruct button on like
what does like, a Rhyhorn like, look like? I don't know Pokemon that well.
Okay. After this podcast, you can look up Rhyhorn on
Google. Well, Dennis, can you describe
Rhyhorn? No, I'll look it up. No, I'll look it up. It's fine.
Look it up on Google.
Yeah, Google. Hey, Dennis.
Okay, so the Yeti, his skin burned away. He got burned up in a fire, and he's a monster Yeti made of Diet Coke. Now, how would you destroy him?
Okay, actually, like, the toilet...
How would you destroy him, Dennis? How would you destroy him?
Would you hit him with a hammer?
Okay, like... Wait, like, so, how he did that, like, is, like,
magic.
How he got, like, turned into a Diet Coke, like, the...
But he's...
Like, While Bowser was throwing, like,
a fireball?
like fireballs at him. Actually, Daikoku was spraying on him, mm-hmm. and that is like power to turn him into like the giant,
the Fountainator,
the giant Yeti. And actually, for some reason, Trogdor comes out.
Trogdor.
Yes, yes, the Burninator comes out. He's like Trogdor, and actually. Da-da-da-da. And all the strong
the countryside.
And actually, all the strong bad characters, including Mr. Poofers, comes out and defeats.
Now we're talking my language.
And they're like, and they just like throw like, and they throw like water balls at him.
Oh. Oh, I'm sad. I'm flying.
Oh, I don't know, strong bad.
Come on, you guys. Let's go. Come on.
I it's me, Coach raised C. by a cup of coffee.
Homestar, get out of here.
Get out of here, the cheat.
So, did she do a good cheat? Can you do your cheat impression?
Like, for some reason, someone says, Yeti extinct!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it was water bottles, Yeti extinct. That's how you get rid of it. Smart.
That makes sense.
Smart. You guys, Phil, I'm going to go make you a cocktail, Dennis.
Okay. We'll talk for a little bit. Rob, question for you.
Oh, please.
Because you've done a lot of podcasts.
I have, yes.
Do you think Dennis has what it takes to do his own podcast? Do you think he could be doing his own podcast?
I absolutely 100% believe Dennis could do his own podcast. Yeah. I think it'd be him telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be his guests could quiz him occasionally because you like to take quizzes, it seems, Dennis.
No, I actually don't. No.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay. But Dennis, I think you'd be a great podcast host. I think you should do it.
We can't tell if Dennis is going to get back into YouTube again, making YouTube videos. If it's going to be unboxing videos,
why can't it be everything?
He can do everything. He's going to have a whole empire. He's going to be the next Jake Paul.
This kid's talented.
It's the fart music. Da na 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 do do do.
This is all going in the show, right? This is
nothing's gonna be edited.
We're not gonna edit a single part of this.
Dennis is taking over the show, and I'm loving every second of it.
Dennis, can you sing Careless Whisper real quick? What? Can you sing the song that we call Careless Whisper?
I can only think of Jurassic Park.
Well, sing that one.
Yeah, sing that one then.
Da na 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 na. Da na 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 na. Da na 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 na. Da na na.
Dennis, you have a favorite dinosaur?
I think that would be the Allosaurus.
Oh, nice.
What about you, Rob? What's your favorite dinosaur?
I like the Stegosaurus.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I'm a big fan of Pterodactyl.
Oh, very cool.
That's one of them in the... that's one of the things in Power Rangers Dino Charge.
Are you familiar with Power Rangers Dino Charge, Rob?
I am not, but I have a feeling I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. It's a... I'm not joking. One of the best Power Rangers shows I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It came out a few years ago. It's genuinely good.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Dennis, do you watch... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
There's actually Supercharge.
Supercharge.
So that's the second season.
If you actually finish Dino Charge, it's not done yet. You figure out that you need... There's some energems that are missing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Have you watched DuckTales at all, Dennis?
Yeah, I've watched... Remember about the Moonlanders?
Oh, I do, yeah. That was a good one. Della Duck was stuck on the moon for years.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it?
It's nuts. Dennis,
and
would
also
you...
also sad.
It's very sad.
It's the
Would
sad.
You want to go to the moon at all?
Remember when they're doing that, like, SNL video? That's like, that one's funny.
Yes, I do.
Wait a second. Were Huey, Dewey, and Louie on SNL?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were.
Wow. Man, I must have missed that season.
No, I think it's in there. You got to, like, really pay attention for it.
Okay. Uh-oh, what is this? Uh-oh.
Is that a gummy worm?
Oh, Dennis. Is that a gummy worm?
Oh, no! It's the Gummy Worm Invasion.
The movie. Gummy Worm Invasion.
Dennis, your dad used to be on our show. He, unfortunately, was Lisco for money reasons.
I'm still happy to be here furloughed as a guest.
his contract wasn't renewed. But each episode, we have a guest. You're our guest this episode. And we make a cocktail in your honor. Now, I apologize that you can't drink this cocktail, but I want to know that I made it just for you. And we've named it after you. This cocktail, kitty cocktail, is called The Dentist.
Look at that.
It's a teeny tween teeny. Because, Dennis, you're not a tween yet, but you will be. But I'll tell you what's in it. We have apple juice. We have about 4 ounces of apple juice shaken over ice. No ice in it. It's just shaken to make it cold. Then we've added 2 ounces of ginger ale, 2 drops of green food coloring, and then an apple and worm garnish.
Ooh, I like that.
That sounds really nice. Yeah.
And I'm going to drink it in your honor, but you can make it at home if you're good to your dad.
If.
Wait, are you drinking the food coloring?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can do that. Don't drink it on its own.
Yeah,
but you can
mixed it with the apple juice to make it green. So
you
this is
the
apple juice.
Okay.
Ting. That's nice. Cheers.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We'll send the recipe to your dad so he can maybe make it for you if you're nice.
I'll gladly make that for you.
You got to be nice, though.
I don't think he would ever drink anything green.
That's fair.
Really?
You don't like green stuff?
What about if it was blue?
I mean...
Well, if it was blue... That'd be tasty. Oh, boy, that's a well-made gummy bear.
Yeah, that stayed
worm,
together.
Excuse me.
Oh. I broke it.
I think that was a 20-hearted. I think that was a 20-hearted gummy worm.
20-hearted
gummy worm.
And now it's gone. Dennis, can we get back to the story?
Oh yeah. Do you want to see? Level 2.
Yeah, level 2. Level up. Yeah.
Level up.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
Okay, I just did a level 1. There's 5 levels in each world.
Okay. That sounds fair.
We're on a ground world. We're just on a normal world.
Can level 2 be a sky world?
Yeah.
He's approved.
Okay.
I finished.
No, do you mean world 2?
Yeah, world 2.
World 2. What's world 3 gonna be?
Underwater.
Oh, underwater. That's good.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Level 4.
Desert.
Level 5.
It's gonna be ice.
That's gonna be ice.
Oh, ice.
Ice.
I like that.
Level 6 is gonna be Is going to be
the moon.
Oh, the moon.
Oh, the moon. The space. You can do a space level.
Okay, it's gonna be. Okay, I'm. I will send a letter to you.
Yeah. Okay. Send me a letter.
I love getting mail.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send a letter to you about what goes next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then level 7 should be gold.
Okay, oh cool.
Solid gold.
Should be like Jupiter.
Okay, but it's Jupiter, but Jupiter is gold.
Yeah, like gold Jupiter.
Perfect.
Like the robot, like the robot land of Jupiter.
Dennis, what's your favorite video game?
Level 8 should be.
Did you hear his question? Did you hear Josh's question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Yeah, video game? All time. You get 2 hours to play any video game you want. What do you play?
I would play Super Mario Maker 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll make all the levels that anyone could imagine.
Yeah, nice. Dennis has been, like, nonstop playing Mario Maker since they did a release where he can, like, make, like, whole worlds for his individual levels.
Yeah, when you make little maps. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That just happened, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's just nonstop in doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
That's and I awesome. Actually finished it.
Yeah, it's very good. Whoa. It's very, very good.
And daddy needs to.
Yeah, I need to go through all the levels and play them, and then we'll upload
Nitty
them.
Daddy already finished them.
Exactly, and people out there, we're going to release that code for these levels coming up real soon.
Yeah, we need that. We need that release
code.
We need that release code. I have this game. It's so fun.
Yeah. It's a blast.
I could not dream of this as a child.
Oh, yeah. And just for him, the fact that he's a 6-year-old and he has this game where he can make these levels, yeah. I'm like, wow.
That's wild.
Man, and then you had that little Link update. You can do Link Mario.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Zelda Mario.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I got to look into this.
Check it out.
It's worth it, Rob. It's worth
All
it.
All right. I'll check it out.
Callan, what's...
Wait, actually, one of the levels is, like, underground. Oh. So, and one of them is called CNP.
CNP?
One of them is called CNP.
What's that stand for?
I think that stands for, like, cup.
spell I cup, Rob.
Why would I spell I cup? I see. All right, I cup. I C U P.
Oh boy.
I fell for it. Egg on my face.
Kellen, what's your favorite video game?
What's
On the Switch, it would probably be a Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh, the Ghostbusters.
I thought it was Animal Crossing.
Well, it is. I love Animal Crossing, but like Luigi's...
Don't lie, Kellen. Yeah.
I'm not trying to lie. Confess. I'm just saying Luigi's Mansion 3.
Go
feels...
to your room.
God. Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
Bye,
my
Kellen.
My kid put me in my room now.
Go to your room now. I direct you. I direct you.
I direct you.
I direct you to go to your room.
Blood sex.
Oh, no, blood sex. Blah. Yeah, Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion.
Nice.
Those are real good games. Those are really, really fun games.
They're fun.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite Nintendo game?
What's my least favorite Nintendo game? Easy. Kid Icarus.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, not a fan of Kid Icarus on the original Nintendo.
Yeah, that was hard.
I thought that was very, very difficult.
On the Nintendo Switch.
On the Nintendo Switch, my least... Well, why would I have... why would I have... Okay, to answer Dennis's question, my least favorite game on the Nintendo Switch...
That's a better question.
That's a great question. I probably regret buying
Splatoon 2.
Fortnite.
No, Splatoon 2 is great. I had Fortnite on the Switch for a hot second. What's a game that I purchased and I haven't played? Hyrule Warriors. That was a game that I bought and played for probably an hour and said, "Nope, this isn't for me." Mm-hmm. So, that's Bummer. The sort of Dynasty Warrior style game in the Legends of Zelda. Is this talking games? What are we doing here, guys? Where's Tim and Clayton? Boy, oh boy. No,
Patreon.
Let's go on to level two of my story. Let's go on to level two of my story. Let's go on to level two of my story.
Very good.
Patreon.
Are we going to talk about level two of what?
I think we should save it for the next one.
Yeah, Dennis, we have another episode where we'll just talk about the levels and all the different drinks that Mario has to drink in each of these different worlds.
Yeah, we'll have you back on once your dad finally finishes playing your game.
I got to get these levels done, Danny. I got it. Yeah. The people at home, they care about these levels, and they know they're not going to get... I'm QA. I got to make sure these levels are good enough to get in the public scene.
We'll add it to the show notes if you have the share.
Oh, we'll get it on in the show notes. We'll make sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we should do a video that's kind of like...
A silent woman walks into a room and a white man silences her.
For those of you who can't see, Dennis just shushed whoever walked by. I won't say who. Yeah. Wow. It was beautiful.
Wow, okay.
Dennis, anything you need to plug? Can we find you on social media at all? How's your social media presence?
I don't really have any social media.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
Danny.
Fine.
But you, I do. You are gonna have a YouTube channel sometime soon.
Oh,
unboxing we'll
do, like,
videos,
weird videos.
You can do unboxing,
and like it'll literally be Danny telling stories like this.
Oh, cool!
You are made for this, kid.
Yes. Absolutely. Also, I might show my Power Rangers thingies.
Perfect.
There's some Power Rangers toys.
Dennis, you're gonna crush it. It's gonna be great.
We look forward
and
to that.
Bye. Bye. And also, well,
They'll say goodbye to us.
All right,
We should add a new hashtag.
A new hashtag.
Poppin' news.
What? Poppin' news.
Poppin' news.
Popping news.
Rob Kellen, anything we should tell people to look at?
Nah.
If you're bored, I'm sure you are very, very bored.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time on my hands.
Rob recently came on a show that I'm doing called The Guy Who Talks to Animals Show with Cal Crane about a guy who can talk to animals. Mm. And Rob was a moose named Jasper and was a great guest. It was a very funny episode.
I had a blast. Check it out. Yeah. We're talking about Netflix.
Find us on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. The Guy Who Talks to Animals Show with Cal Crane. That's the whole name. I don't know why I called it. I did.
For SEO. Search
engine.
For
SEO. Good SEO. Good SEO.
Josh, anything you want to plug?
No. Be safe, wash your hands. We have one last thing we let anybody do before they can leave, and that's our end of the podcast cheers. Dennis, do you have any more apple juice left?
We got some apple juice right here.
All right, so reach for your glass and say, whatever your glass.
Bring your glass.
Whatever your glass.
Put a toast in it.
Toast in it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ting. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on, Dennis.
Bye.
Get out of here. Cut your mic.
Great work, everybody. Callum, Dennis, you guys rock.
Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the road.
Really,
whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.